You're listening to the audio production of Made for People, Why We Drift into Loneliness and How to Fight for a Life of Friendship by Justin Whitmill Early, published by Zondervan and read by the author. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperchristianaudio.com.
For the cast. With so much gratitude for teaching me the arts and habits of covenant friendship. Whenever you go out, walk together, and when you reach your destination, stay together. Rule of St. Augustine, Chapter 4. Introduction. You were made for people. Most life-changing moments are, at first, completely unremarkable. It was true for me. The moment that forever changed my life passed rather quickly. I remember Steve and I were standing beside a locker. I remember that I was in 10th grade. And that's about it for the details I recall clearly. On the contrary, I remember the details of the year before very clearly, because they were made so excruciatingly memorable by the pain of loneliness. My dad had just been elected to state office, the Attorney General of Virginia, in fact. So before 9th grade, my family moved to Richmond, and I was known in theory as the new politician's kid, but I was unknown as a real person. Everyone else seemed to have neighbors and friendships and clubs, but I knew no one. What's worse, I was a complete nerd. I kid you not, tucked in my shirt. I played the clarinet. I even had some Bible verses on the front of my binder, because that helped. And in my spare time, I tried to teach myself the drums, and I begged my parents to let me quit the clarinet section. I also spent time practicing skateboarding and hacky sack, because all these things were things I saw the cooler kids doing, and I assumed they were, maybe, some entry point into the unknown social world. My entire 9th grade year was a wasteland of loneliness, which meant that every decision from what color shirt to wear, most of mine still had collars, to whether to answer a question in class, I was slowly learning that getting them all right was not winning me points, was all a cause of great anxiety. I only now see that this is how just about everyone feels when we live alone. Without someone else to affirm our existence in the world, we stumble along, unsure of everything, doubting the biggest and smallest decisions alike. What we usually don't realize is that all that fear and anxiety is not the product of facing difficult circumstances. It's the product of facing those circumstances alone, which is why everything changed in the fall of 10th grade after that conversation at the locker with Steve. Steve and I had met at a youth retreat a few weeks before. When my parents dropped me off at the retreat center, I knew no one there. I remember sitting in a large cafeteria alone, wondering what I was going to do all weekend. Besides that, I remember only walking outside and finding my way across the retreat center to a skateboard halfpipe where some kids were trying to drop in. Lucky me, I had been practicing, so I asked if I could have a turn. I borrowed a skateboard that Steve was using, and I dropped in successfully, skated a moment or two, and suddenly people clapped. It's a haze now, but that may have been the best experience of my life up to that point. I started talking to Steve, and we skated the pipe for a while, and then, by some new social permission, I was given access to walk around with him and his friends. We found a drum set in the youth hall, and again, what luck, I had been practicing. And then we played hacky sack. Now, never mind if you know nothing of the late 90s culture of skateboards or drums and hacky sack. Not many of my contemporaries did either, which is why finding others who were interested meant so much to me. I thought I was the only one. This series of moments was for me what C.S. Lewis famously describes as the beginning of friendship. He calls it the U2 moment. I'll read his quote at length. Friendship arises when two companions discover that they have in common.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?